Here he is, multi-million dollar income earner, national consultant, Mr. Ray Monty. Ray, all yours, buddy.
Thank you for being on this call every Sunday night. I appreciate your leadership and being here every week after week after week after week. So thank you.
My pleasure. All yours.
Bear, thank you. Guys, I want to kind of talk about the where we're at in Ambit Energy. You know, it was an amazing week, and Bear touched on it with Ambition 2016 being, less than 6 months. We're about 5.5 months away from Ambition 2016. And, you know, great job, everyone. Everybody definitely went out there and worked hard, and the company came together, and we saw almost 5,000 registrants in a 72-hour period. And, you know, that sends a message, and if you're paying attention, you see there. There's something special going on here again. You know, there's momentum back in the business. And I want to talk about a couple things here. I've been in Ambit almost 8.5 years. And I'll be honest with you, when I first got involved back in October of 2007, it was going to be a five-year plan. I was going to go out there and give everything I had for 5 years and make an income and be able to walk away and not quit Ambit, but not work as hard as I do right now. And then it came to 6 years and then came to 7 years. And now it's eight and it's on its way to nine. And I got to be honest with you, I couldn't be more excited about where we are as a company. So I want to talk about the positive, because here's what I tell you. If you want to focus on negative, there's a whole lot of that out there. I don't care who it is or what it is. If you want to focus on negative, you can do that. And if you focus on negative, you're going to get taken out of the game. You know, Brian talks about it all the time. Doubt takes you out of action, and action takes you out of doubt. And what I can tell you guys is, listen, I get that 2014 was a tough year in the energy industry. I get all that. There's a lot of companies that didn't survive. Not only did Ambit survive, we thrived, we grew, and we continue to grow. And when I look around right now and I look at what's going on in Ambit, I'm excited. I'm excited that 5,000 people thought enough of this company to go out there and spend $149 and register for Ambition. I mean, Daryl and Eric's goal was $3,500, and we far exceeded that, so that's a good sign. The second thing I'm real excited about is, I don't know if you saw the corporate email that came out a couple of days, and for those of you that are in New York, you know, the fact that they're going back to the way it used to be, where guaranteed savings would just roll over, and you don't have to worry about renewals in the state of New York, and all those issues with the state of New York are behind us, and Ambit did everything they needed to do to make things right. That's exciting, because New York is an incredible market. We've got some incredible leaders, and I got a whole bunch of phone calls from different people in New York who are excited to be able to go out there and build their business and know that this company's got their back. So I'm excited about that, but I'm also excited to see the promotions. You know, Bear, personally, I had an incredible company up at a couple up in Maine, Tim and Sonia Devine, who got promoted to executive consultants today. I know Tim Olinger sent me a text a couple days ago that a lady on his team, Laura Shriver, promoted to executive consultant, doing a great job building a huge team, and a whole bunch of SCs and RCs. And what we're seeing is, we're seeing momentum. We're seeing people that are getting focused on their business, going out there, taking massive action, and doing what we need to do. And, you know, guys, the reason I'm on the call here tonight is I want to talk to you about timing a little bit. And, you know, listen, we live in a time where there's a lot of negativity out there. It's funny, because I'm watching this political race right now, and it's amazing to me how corrupt our media is. And you know, they'll pick and choose who they want to win, and if they don't like you, they're going to bash you and just write stuff. And it's amazing to me how sometimes things are just so one-sided. And, you know, we saw that happen in the state of New York up here with Ambit Energy, and, you know, how, because we're the big kid on the block up here and how we're the biggest ESCO up here, there were some negative things written about us without them even knowing who we are or what we are. And the good thing is, we've got through it, and we've thrived and continue to grow, and I'm excited about that. But here's the point I'm going to make. If you want to find negativity right now, if you want to find reasons not to build your business and dwell on what happened in 2014 and dwell on this, you can do it. There's a lot of negativity out there. You can go out there and read all the crap that's on the internet and, you know, people's opinions and people taking shot at this company because we've gone from zero to $1.5 billion in 9 years. or you can focus on the task at hand. And see, what I look at is, I don't care what people outside say. I really don't, because they don't pay my bills. They don't know Chris and Jerry like I know them. They don't know the power of this compensation plan. And what I'm telling you guys is, this is a great time to build your business. If you're brand new, congratulations, you're in at a great time. You're part of a company that's going to break all kinds of records, that already has broken all kinds of records. I mean, think about this. Show me another company in direct sales that's gone from zero to $1.5 billion in revenue in 10 years in just multiple states. And so, you know, I have a different perspective on this company than most people. I've been here since October of 2007, when the company was a year and 3 months old, and I've gone through the ups and downs, and for the most part, it's been probably 95% ups. You know, this company was so perfect for so many years, we never had anything go wrong. And so when we went through some rough waters, and as did the whole energy industry, you know, it's amazing how quick people will jump off the ship, because, you know, it's not perfect, but nothing's perfect. Your job's not perfect. Your family's not perfect. What you've got to do is, you've got to have faith that you've got the right people steering a ship. And I promise you, Chris and Jerry are the right people. It's amazing how many companies didn't survive the polar vortex, who went out of business. I said this again, not only did we survive, we grew. And so I'm looking at this right now, Baron. I'm excited. You know, I'm in Pennsylvania right now, but I leave for Massachusetts on Tuesday, Maine on Wednesday, New Hampshire on Thursday. I'm out there busting my butt. Somebody who's been in this company 8.5 years has made millions of dollars. And the reason I do is because I believe the timing is great. And here's why I tell you that. First of all, let's look at the numbers. You know, we had almost 5,000 people register for Ambition. Biggest day ever, by far. Biggest three-day period ever. I mean, we didn't just beat it. We shattered the record. You know, they were hoping for 3,500. We got 5,000. Go look at the number of promotions, the new executive consultants. Go look at the five-star standings. You know, there's something special about this five-star trip that's coming up. I've never seen such a buzz in Ambit Energy. So many people who are working extremely hard to go to Maui, Hawaii with their co-founders later on this year. So if you look at the number of people registering for Ambition, if you look at what's going on with the five-star trip and all the people who are out there working hard, you look at what just took place in New York, the good news we got from New York, and all the leaders who are excited about going back to work in New York, and all the issues are behind them and they're focused. Those are three major things. And then you look at the facts. I go back to October of 2007. When I got involved in Ambit Energy, it was $429 plus $24.95 for the website. The fact is that for the rest of this year, for sure, somebody can come in for $101, $75 plus $24.95 plus tax. Do you think it's easier to bring somebody in at $455 or $101? Second thing is, we're now in 16 states. You know, if you look at where we are, I remember doing meetings, myself and Norbert Hennessy, back in 2007. We would go do a meeting in New York City. We would get people all excited. They'd be ready to sign up, and then we get those dreaded questions. When does Connecticut open up? When does New Jersey open up? When does Pennsylvania open up? When does upstate New York? Guys, you don't have those issues in most places right now. We're currently in 16 states and expanding. We just opened up a couple more. We opened up a gas market in Ohio. We opened up a gas market in Indiana. And then you talk about, you know, 16 states compared to one state and one city. And then you look at the facts of what's going on with solar energy, the fact that we're in solar energy in six states. You know, Tony and Diana Copio just did a training up in Cheshire, and they actually had a young lady who came up and talked about solar and being able to save people money, and the fact that we have a product now that if we go out there and get customers and show them how they can become Sunrun solar customers and Ambit Energy, we have a residual income that's going to pay us for 20 years in the future. Can you imagine getting paid a residual income from now until March 20th of 2036? And then, guys, you look at the systems that are in place, the systems that we have that we didn't have 7 or 8 years ago, the fact that we now have free gas and free electricity. Yeah, I just did a team call, and we interviewed Tim and Sonia Devine out of Portland, Maine. They're executive consultants. They've been in the business for 14 months now. They've built a team of almost 1,300 consultants in 14 months. They went on 2 5-star trips already, and right now they're number one in the category for this one. The reason I tell you that is, do you know why they joined Ambit? it wasn't because of the compensation plan. In fact, when Tim looked at Ambit the first time, he passed on it. The reason he got excited about Ambit Energy was Ed Thompson said, if you won't become a consultant, how about becoming a customer? Tim had five electricity bills, and he had never heard the term free electricity before. So because of free electricity, Tim decided to become a consultant, join Ed Thompson's team in a senior consultant business. 12 days later, he was at RC. About 30 days after that, he was a senior consultant. And now, a year after that, he's an executive consultant. Ed and Tammy Thompson have been on two consecutive five-star trips. They're now ECs. Tim and Sonia Devine are getting ready to go on their third because somebody brought up free electricity. And what I can tell you is the United States is struggling right now. There's a lot of people out there. I don't care what the numbers say. I'm out there talking to people every single day. And what makes Ambit Energy so powerful, it's not that everybody's going to become a millionaire, because not everybody's going to get a purple jacket or a yellow jacket, although we've got a lot of them and we've got a whole lot more people getting them. But think about all the people whose lives would change if they can make an extra $500 a month or an extra $1,000 a month or get $150 a month in free electricity or $70 in free gas. See, guys, that's what makes this opportunity so powerful. So when you look at all those factors coming together, record number of people registering for Ambition, great news in the state of New York, all kinds of ECs and SCs, and, you know, Tim and Missy Ellinger are about to get promoted to national, so we've got new national consultants. That's the sign of a healthy company. When you see people registering in record numbers for big events, when you see people getting promoted, when you see events going on, I know Chris and Debbie Atkinson just had back-to-back-to-back-to-back big events. I know we just had one up in Westford, Massachusetts a couple weeks ago. I know Ron and Cam Clark have a big one coming up in Westchester, Pennsylvania on April 2nd. We're doing another one April 23rd up in Massachusetts. We've got Brian McClure doing his power trip here in a couple weeks down in Texas, and I know Brian's going to be back up in the Northeast in a couple weeks. Why is somebody like Brian, who's made well in excess of $20 million out on the road, why is he out there working as hard as he has? Why does he have people coming down to his ranch every weekend? Then he's doing power trip. Then he's going to the Northeast. I think Brian told me he's making two trips up here. I think, if I'm not mistaken, I think he's going to Chicago and Columbus and Pittsburgh 1 week, and then the following week he's come up to Hartford and Tewksbury, Mass, and Portland. Why is somebody who's made over $20 million, probably closer to $25 million, why is he going out on the road like he is? Why am I leaving my house tomorrow and going to be gone in 2 weeks? And, guys, it's timing. And if you look at the facts, and listen, I get it. I get it. I get that not everybody sees this, and somebody read some stuff on the Internet, and you had an issue, and all that. I get all that. But where else is going to allow you to go out there and get involved in a company for $100, show people how to save money on something that they're using anyway, and have the opportunity to go out there and make a $500 or $1,000 or get free gas or free electricity, and if you put your head down and go to work, to become a multimillionaire? That's what we've got here. And when you look at all the stars aligning, and you know, we're talking about all the positive, but let's talk about the negative. There's a lot of people out there that are struggling financially. There's a lot of people who are behind on mortgages. There's a lot of people that can't afford to send their kids to the college of their choice. There's a lot of people that are struggling. End of story, period, as Brian says. And we've got an answer to help a whole lot of people. And, you know, guys, think about this. Somebody can come into this business for $100, turn on their website, upgrade their service, and go get 13 or 14 other people to simply try the service, make back double or 2.5 times their investment. If they do nothing else and get free electricity and they get $80 a month or $100 a month, that's a win-win-win. See, unfortunately, what I think has happened is this company was so great and so perfect for a long time that when we went through some bumpy roads, and guys, any company has them, you're not going to go from $0 to $2 billion and everything be perfect all the time. You're going to have some bugs on the windshield. You're going to have some ups and downs. But if you stay focused and realize that's part of any business, you show me a business that doesn't have issues and I'll show you a business that doesn't grow. Guys, here's the good thing. We went through some tough times. We went through some things that Ambit had no control over. but we got through them. And, you know, this call should be to a lot of our RCs and SCs, ECs, and even some of our NCs that have been wondering what's going on and putting their business on the hold a little bit and taking a little bit of time off. And I get it. There's times I need to take a break. But what I'm telling you is now is not the time. Now is the time to get back to work. You know exactly what's going on with this company. It's our 10-year anniversary. Chris and Jerry have publicly stated that they're going to do something special this year. I don't know what it's going to be. I know there's going to be a whole lot of people down in Dallas in September listening to what they need to say. I know there's probably going to be new markets. I know there's probably going to be new promotions. But if you just look at what we've got right now, $100 to get started. Your website and a couple people that try the service, they make their investment back. Free electricity, free gas, solar energy, 16 states, a system in place. Web trainings, conference calls, leaders out there working the business. You know, everything's in place for you to turn this business into whatever you want it to. But you know what it comes down to? Bottom line, all those things are great. It comes down to you. It comes down to how bad do you want to do this? Are you going to let the negativity get in your head? Are you going to let people tell you why this can't work? You know, it's amazing to me because I watched our presidential campaign right now, and I almost feel like it's ambit. You know, there's people telling me what their opinion is, and they're just totally uneducated. It's the same thing in ambit. I still have people that I talk to about this business who read something and they don't really, they're not educated, and they'll tell me why this doesn't work. Guys, I still have friends and family members, almost $9 million earned in this business, who will tell me why it doesn't work. And here's what I can tell you. Not everybody's going to vote for the person you want them to vote to. Not everybody's going to join Ambit Energy. Not everybody sees this like we see. What you need to do is go find people that see it like you do. Don't try to convince people of what they see. Go find people who see it like you do. You know, Tim and Sonia Devine joined my business 14 months ago, and I stated on our conference call tonight that I've had more fun the last year and 2 months in Ambit than I probably had in my lifetime. And one of the reasons I've had so much fun is working with people that see it like I do. You know, Tim and Sonia own a business. They have four kids and a dog. They have every reason to say, I'm too busy, I'm too busy, I'm too busy. But they don't. They get stuff done. They're great people. They surround themselves with great people. And, you know, a lot of times people say, what's the key to this business? And after 20 years in network marketing, I'm really, really, really starting to get it. I am. I mean, listen, there's a lot of people in the United States that have no clue what's going on with anything out there. They'll never understand our business. Most people would rather sit around and complain about things than get off their butt and do something about it. Most people would rather sit around and want to know what the government's going to do for them and what they're going to give them. Well, guys, that's not this business. This business is for those people who are sick and tired about being sick and tired and want a legitimate opportunity to go out there and change something in their life. That's what this business is for. And you can't make people want this. You can't want this business more for people than they do. What I'm telling you is it is a great time to be in Ambit Energy. Not everybody's going to see it. Some people are going to continue to read negative stuff on the internet. No matter who prints it or what they say, they're going to look for excuses for this not to work. And you know what? If somebody's looking for a reason for this not to work, they're going to find it, and they're not going to do anything anyway. But then there's other people that you just simply educate with the facts. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, zero to $1.5 billion in 8 years, fastest growing company in America, Inc. Magazine 2010 in Texas, New York, and Illinois. I can go on and on and on and on and on. If people are looking for a vehicle to change their life, they've got one. If they're not looking for one, they want to make excuses, they've got one. Guys, don't spend a whole lot of time with the wrong people. Go out there and find the right people. We're at a critical time in the history of our country. We're at a critical time in the history of Ambit Energy. And you have the opportunity to go out there and do something special for you and your family. And what I'm telling you is, look at the facts. Biggest three-day period ever for registrations for Ambition. I mean, not even close. 16 states. Solar energy, $100 compared to what it used to be. Free gas, free electricity, Success from Home magazines, incredible power zone, incredible corporate staff, everything you could ask for. Chris and Jerry going out on tour. The leaders are out there busting their butt. Chris and Debbie working extremely hard. Brian McClure going on. I know a whole lot. I don't want to leave people out, but there's something really good going on here. And guys, you don't want to miss out on it. And, you know, listen, I'm here to tell you, somebody who's been in the industry for 20 years, who's been with them for 3.5 years, I'm extremely excited about where we are right now. I'm extremely excited about Ambition 2016. I'm excited about being able to go out there and build the business. I see how many people that have joined in the last 6 months or year who things are clicking, who are getting free electricity, who are starting to make significant income. I love the 15th of the month. I love all the people who are starting to get commas in their residual income check. And what I can tell you is, if you want to go do something special, you can. If you want to make excuses why this won't work, you can. I'm on here because I want to tell you, as somebody who loves this company, who loves what we do, who loves the people in Ambit Energy, this is a great, great time to be building your business. It really is. And, you know, what I'm sitting here is, I'm not giving you rah-rah. I'm not trying to fight. I'm giving you facts. You know, when I see 5,000 people register for Ambition, when I see the fact that we opened up our 16th state not too long ago, when I see solar energy and hear somebody from Sunrun speak about what a big market that is and what a big opportunity that is, and then I look at 455 compared to 100, when I look at free gas and free electricity, when I look at the power zone compared to what it is now and the tools that we have in place and the internet and all the things that we didn't have 7.5, 8 years ago, what a great time to be starting your business. But see, the one thing, all those things don't make a difference. The one thing is you. It comes down to you. And, you know, for all the brand new ECs and SCs that I've got on the team, I've also got people that are sitting on the sideline. And they let something that somebody said or let something that somebody read to them take them out of the game. You know, guys, I read the stuff on the internet, too, and I just kind of laugh at it because I know it's not true. You know, I look at the facts, and the facts are the facts. You know, if you look at where we're situated right now, if you look at the leadership that's in place, the fact that we have Ambition in 5.5 months, the fact that there's all kinds of events going on all over the country for consultants to plug into, conference calls, web trainings, the fact that you've got incredible leadership who are out there who are earning millions of dollars, who are willing to share with you exactly what they did. And listen, we're honest. This isn't always fun. This isn't always an easy business. There's times that I get frustrated. There's times that but it's worth it. It's worth it, and you're sitting in a sweet spot in the history of this company right now. It's not a matter of if Ambit's going to work. If you go back to 2006 and 2007, people say all the time, I wish I would have got in when you did. Really? Do you think Brian, Steve, and Philip thought this was going to be this big? If you go back and ask them, nobody had any idea how big this was. It's a whole lot easier to build it in 16 states than it is in one state. You know, guys, we are sitting in a sweet spot right now, and I think the biggest problem is people just take it for granted how good we've got it right now. Well, I got news for you. Go around and ask people how they're doing financially, and most people will tell you they're not doing real good. And we've got an opportunity here for $100 to show people how to get free gas, how to get free electricity, how to make $300, how to make $1,000, how to make $5,000, how to make $10,000 if they're really motivated and they have a burning desire. How about how to become a millionaire? Where else in America can you teach somebody for $100 to go out there and become a multimillionaire? That's why so many people play the lottery. They're looking for hope. They play that lottery ticket. They buy a stack of tickets, and for a couple hours, they have the opportunity to hope again about how their life will change. Guys, that's what we do. We're not in the gas and electricity business. We're in the hope business. We show people that we have a legitimate opportunity here, but they're going to have to go out there and do some work. They're going to have to go out there and get some things started and ask some people to take a look. But if they do it, incredible things can happen. They're happening all over Ambit Energy. I'm going to encourage you to take advantage of this great time that we have in this business. You know, I know there's a big training in Westchester, Pennsylvania coming up on April 2nd. We're going to be up in Westford, Massachusetts on April 22nd and April 23rd. Myself, National Consultant John Haas, National Consultant Mike Obey, National Consultant Thompson Leadership Award winner Chris Atkinson, soon-to-be National Consultants Tim and Missy Olinger, Thompson Award winners. I can go on and on and on. Kirk Horan. And, you know, guys, there's a lot of leaders out there that are out there working hard, and this thing's coming together. You have the opportunity to take advantage of it. What do you need to do? You need to participate. You need to be on these calls. You need to be talking to people. See, here's what I know about this business. Every single person on this call is one conversation away from an explosion in their business. It happens all the time. See, 14 months ago, I was praying to find somebody up in Maine that was serious about this business. I had people on my team like John Haas and Mike Obey and Pat Flander and Kirk Horan who were talking about the state of Maine and how they were going to go up there when it opened up. And I said, guys, I don't have anything going on up there. I would love nothing more to have a reason to go to Maine. And thank God for Ed and Tammy Thompson. Ed reached out to a total stranger via Facebook. And I always tell people, I don't think you can build on Facebook. Well, Ed proved me wrong. 14 months later, I got a brand new executive consultant, Tim and Sonia Devine, on my fourth level. And you know, what it's done for my business is incredible, but what it's done for Todd Pegelow and Tim Brinkman and Ed and Tammy Thompson and the number of people and number of lives that Tim and Sonia Devine are able to affect because they got started in Ambit, all the brand new SCs and RCs who are making a couple hundred and a couple thousands and getting free gas and free electricity. And now that's spreading all throughout New England because one person spoke to a stranger on Facebook and talked about free electricity. Guys, I don't know when it's going to happen for you. I don't know when you're going to have that person join your business who blows this thing up. But here's what I can tell you. If you're negative and making excuses and not reaching out to people, it's never going to happen. If you're constantly out there and just share the plan and share the plan and share the plan and realize that most people in America are just numb. They're just, they walk around like zombies. They don't know what's going on. They live day to day. What we're looking for are not the ones who are zombies. We're looking for the ones that still want something special for their family, who are willing to go out there and fight for something because this is not easy. You know what you're dealing with. A lot of people in America don't want you to succeed. They'd rather sit around and be negative and tell you what you're doing's wrong. Guys, that's not Ambit. This is for people that are willing to go out and work. Go out there and get a handful of customers and show the plan and realize that there's a lot of negativity out there right now. Just don't pay any attention to it. Thank them for your time and move on to the next person because every once in a while you'll get somebody like Tim and Sonia Devine that join your team or some of the other incredible leaders. It is a great, great time to be in Ambit Energy. Ask Laura Shriver if it's a good time to be in Ambit Energy. Just got promoted to executive consultant. Bear, I want to thank you for being on here tonight. I'm excited. I'm excited to be on the road this week and sharing the plan and getting it in front of people and showing people how to get free gas and free electricity and make their investment back and get promoted to RC and SC and then EC and just do what we do.
Ray, it's always a pleasure to have you on this call. All the excitement. You believe with every cell of your being like Ray Monty does, and you take action with every ounce of energy like Ray Monty does, your success is inevitable too. Ray, you do it all the time. Every time you get on the call, you're talking about where you're going and what you're doing. You're almost $9 million in the business, and you're still out there pumping and pump.
I love what I do, Bear. I love what I do.
And it shows.
And I love this company.
Go ahead.
No, I was just saying I love this company. I mean, I'm so thankful for Chris and Jerry, and I appreciate it. I mean, when I look at this, what else would I be doing if it wasn't Ambit Energy? I don't have a college degree. I'm not the sharpest pencil in the box. I don't know what else I would be doing. And so I'm very, very, very thankful for what I've got and this opportunity and who I get to work with and who runs this company.
You were talking about the new ECs in the business, and of course, your organization is the EC Factory. What is it that you do that's so unique that you have so many executive consultants and so many?
You know, I think a lot of it, Barry, is the culture we've got. I mean, we surround ourselves with good people. I think, you know, when you start hanging out with different people, you start realizing what you're looking for. And you know, we did a training in Connecticut a couple weeks ago. Tony and Diana Procopio did a great training. And one of the things I asked everybody to do while they were there, you know, there was going to be 15 or 20 speakers. Take 30 seconds and jot down a characteristic that you see in the speakers that you have up there. And so when you start having an idea of who you're looking for, that helps. Plus, you know, we have a competitive team, and we have fun with it. We support each other. And listen, it's not only our team. There's a lot of incredible teams in Ambit, and I don't want to leave anybody out, but I mean, I've had a whole lot of fun up in Massachusetts. You know, been working with Tim and Missy Olinger and their team, and Rich Slosh and Richard and Miriam Wado and Jordan Buckingham, you know, Coach and Denise Sherwood and Wayne Hill. And, you know, there's just something special going on in Ambit right now. There's a lot of good people coming together, and I think this is, you know, listen, we never had a bad year, so it's not like things were bad, but you know, we went through some tough times, and all companies that are growing fast do, and it had nothing to do with air, but it just had to do with the energy industry and what took place in 2014. And you can sit around and dwell on it, or you can realize that, hey man, we're in a sweet spot here with what took place in New York. And if you're in New York, you know exactly what I'm talking about. You saw the email from corporate. I can't tell you how many people from New York called me and are all excited to get going again, knowing what's taking place here. And so, you know, I'm just excited. I'm excited about what's going on. You know, listen, you talk to Brian like I do, and he's pumped up. He's going out on the road, and, you know, for Brian to be out on the road this time of year, Brian doesn't like the cold weather, but it sends a clear message to me. Here's what I know. When I look at people that are making a whole lot of money, you can get a pretty good indication what's going on with your company by how they're working. And when I see Chris and Debbie doing event after event after event after event after event after event, going from Erie, Pennsylvania, to Houston, to Illinois, to California, I'm out on the road. I'm leaving tomorrow. I'm gone for 12 days. And Brian McClure's out on the road, and some of the other leaders, why is that? Why are people who've made millions and millions and millions of dollars out there working as hard as they do? And I see Tim and Missy Olinger. I see Kirk Horan. I see Mike Obey. I see all these guys out there hitting it, working hard, driving night after night after night after night. And, you know, it's just a great time to be an Ambit. And I think as leaders, we need to let people know that. We need to let people know where they are in the history of this company, because, see, the first two network marketing companies I was with, nobody told me, hey, this is a good time to work hard. Hey, this is a good time to take your foot off the gas a little bit. And I kind of had to figure it out for myself. And I wish somebody would have told me when to work hard and when not to work hard. And what I'm telling you guys is, I look at what we've got going on right now. We've got an incredible five-star trip for all of our SCs and above to be competing on going to Hawaii. We've got more people. I mean, I'm blown away about that. I don't know if anybody realizes that, but, you know, $149 times 5,000 people in a 72-hour period, that's amazing. And think about how many new consultants are going to sign up here over the next 3, 4, 5 months. I mean, there's no reason that we can't have 15, 18, 20,000 people at Ambition 2016 for our 10-year anniversary. It's a good time to be an Ambit bear. I know what I'm going to do. I'm going out there to show the plan, knowing that some people aren't going to get it. They're going to make excuses why this isn't for them and what they read on the internet. I'm going to thank them for their time and let them know if anything changes, you know how to reach me. And I'm going to find some people that are somewhat serious. I'll do whatever I can to help them. But I am a talent scout. I am looking for the right people. I'm looking for people that are committed. I'm looking for people that are coachable. I'm looking for people that are excited, and I'm looking for people that have integrity. I want to build it the right way. I want to build a business that's going to be here and not just throw customers in underneath people and build a house of cards. I don't want a job. I want a team. I want an organization. I want to build something that stands the test of time. And, you know, to me, it's not about how many five-star trips you go on. It's about how many five-star trips your team goes on. You know, to me, that's a pretty good indication if you're building a solid team. How many people on your team are going on five-star trips? And so it's all about the team, and it's all about the team in Ambit. I know Chris and Debbie feel the same way. I know Tim and Missy feel the same way. I know that Brian feels the same way. It's a great time to be an Ambit bear.
Absolutely, absolutely. And one of the sad things, is that there's some people on this call, and I'm just going to say it, guys, there's some of us on the call and some of you on the call that want the lifestyle that Ray Monty and Chris and Debbie Atkinson and Brian McClure and all these leaders have, but you're not willing to do the work that they've done to get it. Folks, if you want to be successful like these guys, it's going to take massive positive action. We're looking at the leaders setting the pace, being the example for us. All we have to do is go do the work. We don't have to reinvent the wheel. We don't have to create a youth system or anything like that. Just do what we see them doing. Our success will be there. Ray, I want to thank you once again for being on this call. You always bring it. I always appreciate having you on the call. And I will certainly see you at Power Trip and some of the upcoming events. Folks, you're going to want your team to hear this call. Go to topambitleaders.com. We're going to upload it on Monday night. It should be there by Tuesday morning. But not only should you check out this call, but Ray Monty has done several calls way back into 2011. Remember a call that he did that was phenomenal. Go back and listen to some of the archives and get some of the great information. But make sure that your team hears this call as soon as possible.